Welcome to this NDB Sunday show with me, Chris Stain, and BizNews founder Alec Hogg. When Neil De Beer died so untimely recently, there were still items on his agenda that he would have liked to have ticked off. And one of those was a Liberty Conference. And in fact, Neil and Alec had been planning and structuring that conference over time. And unfortunately, Neil will not be with us to see that vision realized. But Alec is here to try to tell us how he's going to take the dream forward. Welcome, Alec.
Oh, what a privilege to be on the NDB Sunday show. Thank you, Chris.
Alec, when do you envisage this Liberty Conference will take place?
I can give you a date. How's that? It'll be on the 9th of March, 2026. And I'll tell you what Neil had in mind was he felt that our liberties in South Africa were under a lot of threat. And he was suggesting that actually he was looking to have the first one in September, which would have been wonderful that he was hoping to attend. He was hoping he'd be okay for that. As it happens, it wasn't the case. But we're not going to let the idea go. And this will be coinciding with our BizNews BNC 8 conference. So the way we had spoken a little bit about it, he'd given me some of the ideas. And the way to take it forward would be that we would put it at the same time or around the same time as one of the BizNews conferences. Hence, it was going to be in September, which was where our investment conference is. But now we will have it immediately before the big conference of the year. So immediately before BNC 8, we'll have the Liberty conference on the Monday, and BNC 8 then starts on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that would give the people who want to come and talk about South Africa's freedoms being under threat and what we should be doing about it, the opportunity to come to a separate event, and for, of course, the 600 people who are attending, who will be attending the BNC conference, for them also to come a day earlier and to attend it. So I got a feeling the tickets are going to go quite quickly, but we will have it in the main marquee. So it'll be able to host 600 people. And I think a real testimony to Neil De Beer's spirit and to the fact that his ideas and his vision will live on.
Alec, what will be the overreaching theme of the Liberty Conference?
Well, it's I made a few notes before this conversation, and the title. I know Jeanette loves putting titles in, and I'm not mad about titles, but I think on this one being the first one, it requires a title, and it'll be called The Liberty Charter, Securing Our Freedoms for the Next Generation. And really the idea is that we will have four pillars, four areas that we'll talk about: economic liberty, freedom of expression, the rule of law, and sovereignty versus overreach by the state. So four different areas. And then at the end of this, we will charge a group who are there to come up with a charter at a meeting that they need to hold sometime in the next 3 or 4 days. So it's almost like you get all the information on the day, all of us who attend, and then that information, we can put together a little group of people, because you can't get the whole 200, 300, 400, 500, however many people come along to it. Working out a charter, but getting a group of people that we together would charge with having a meeting over the next 3 or 4 days, so that by the end of the BizNews conference on the Thursday, we can actually say, here is the Neil De Beer Freedom Charter. And this is what we are going to be guided by for the Liberty Conference in the years going ahead. So it's quite ambitious. And we are, however, going to be guided by Neil's spirit. And I do believe that he was spot on. This was probably the most passionate thing in his life, was freedom, the freedom of South Africa, and the freedom that so many people had sacrificed so much for, which is now under threat and his idea. And actually, if you think about it, economic liberty, we've got too many laws about the economy, red tape, and just awful laws that have been imposed there. Freedom of expression and conscience, suddenly, and you're seeing it increasingly in other parts of the world. Well, look, the Russians and the Chinese have never had freedom of expression, so they're not missing anything. But in the United States and the UK, for instance, suddenly these things are becoming what they take for granted are not there anymore. And we in South Africa cannot take it for granted. The rule of law, need we say more? And then individual sovereignty versus the state overreach, also something here in South Africa. So these are, I think, guiding principles that Neil would have given a big thumbs up to. It's aligned with what he had in mind, although it was still in pretty much the early stages. And I think that it'll be very interesting and make a big contribution to our society.
Alec, did you two make a list of possible speakers?
We didn't, unfortunately. We didn't get to that point. What happened here was that Neil had this idea, was very excited about it. He wanted to be at the first conference, and that's why we made it the first one we could, which would have been in September. And as you know, his health then took a turn, unfortunately, for the worse, and it wasn't possible for us to get into any of the detail. But this was something he really wanted to do. And that's why I think we had a wonderful send-off last Sunday at his funeral. It was a beautiful occasion. Unfortunately, as you know, I had a flat tire, so I couldn't make it there. But I watched it on through the live stream, and we're very proud to have been able to have live streamed it on our BizNews channel. And this is something concrete. This is something that will live on and something where Neil will never be forgotten.
Well, Alec, people miss Neil so much that they've even suggested to me at our investment conference last week that we use AI to bring him back. Bring back an avatar. We just want to hear him one more time, hear his voice. And they say, what would Neil have said? So many people, what would Neil have said? What do you think Neil would have said about the political developments the past week?
Sure, he would have had some choice words that I'm not going to repeat. He really did have a wonderful phrase. And I think why Neil touched so many hearts is because his feet were completely on the ground. He never took himself seriously. You know what was interesting, Chris? He was very popular and very, very famous. And he could have been famous at just being famous if he wanted to. But he was never a media slut. He never went off there and accepted interviews from left, from anyone who asked for it. Sadly, this is something that that too many other people fall into that trap. And he was never overexposed. We knew that when we watched him on a Sunday, there was something original. There was always something he'd really thought about. He'd spent his time thinking it through. He had great chemistry with you. He was able to share that with the nation. And the nation loved it and loved him. And he apart from not taking himself seriously, he always had a joke or a little wry sense. His sense of humor was unbelievable. And it comes back to me in something that I truly believe and believe very strongly is that when you want to see someone's intellect, don't ask them what university or school they went to, or how well they did in matric. Just listen to their sense of humor, because it's almost like very bright people to me are those who've just got fantastic senses of humor. And that's why I think our people in South Africa are very smart. And these politicians are so wrong when they think they can take them for granted, because you just walk around the streets and you listen and you engage with people, go on a bus or go in a taxi or go to a rugby match or somewhere where just ordinary folk are together. And the sense of humor blows you away. It always blows me away anyway. And I think that was the one thing that people could say, yeah, this guy, he knows what he's talking about, but boy, he can make us laugh as well. I think he'd be looking at this now and just probably shaking his head, probably getting upset as he used to, throwing in a couple of choice words, but I don't think he would have been too full of praise for the stuff that we're seeing going down at the moment.
Alex, thank you very much for forwarding Neil's dream to the betterment of South Africa. That was all Neil ever wanted, a better South Africa. And the Biz News show so inspired him, and it lengthened his life. He lived to be on Biz News on a Sunday, and the fiery lit will never go out. And thank you for stoking it.
Well, and we'll keep doing that, Chris. And I'll tell you something else you made a mention of just a moment ago. AI is amazing. Now, if you go onto DeepakChopra.com, you can ask Deepak Chopra any question you like, and he will answer you in his voice from what he has said and from what he's thought about, because they've put together on AI, they've taken speeches, they've taken presentations, they've taken a lot of information that he has given to the rest of the world, put it into a large language model on AI, and turned it into the way that he would have answered. So who's to say we won't be doing something similar for Neil at some point in future? If you think about all of those engagements, yeah, exactly. Add them together. You give them to a large language model. Get some of his talks that he did elsewhere. Pull up some of his writing, and you put that all into an AI back end. He will live on. And this is the thing that people forget today: is everything you say, everything you do, there's a record of it somewhere, for good or bad. And when you have these icons who have affected the rest of us so much, they need never die. Deepak Chopra will never die. There will always, in 100 years' time, there will be people asking the DeepakChopra.com or his avatar questions, even though he will be long gone from this earth. And there's no reason why we can't do something similar, for Neil to be finding some smart techie somewhere and picking that up. And can you imagine? You know, you could interview him on a Sunday, and you'd have Neil telling you, well, it'd be a bit difficult for him to keep updated, but he could certainly tell you about broader aspects of issues.
And you'll still be coming back with those nicknames, because all those politicians are still around. So imagine hearing Neil again in his own voice. Well, Alec, thank you. Thank you for what Biz News meant to Neil De Beer, and thank you to you. That was Alec Ogg on the NDB Sunday Show with me, Chris Stane.